Hello. Well, hi.
Hi.
Okay. Seems like everyone who's anyone is here. Love this for us. Because if you're not on the list, let's not go there. Alrighty. Okay, then you don't exist. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Coco and Pup.
Hello.
Okay, I'm Coco.
I'm Puff.
Hey.
AKA hey. Christian.
I thought you were going to do the AKA BKA thing. I can't.
Bukiki, my friend.
Oh, we live. Oh, that's what we... You know what? Next episode. That's what we're going to give you girls. We're going to just introduce ourselves as different drag personas to give you girls the life that you came to get. So... today's episode is clearly going to be about Drag Race!
Drag Race!
You're a winner, baby! I'm so excited. I really like these queens.
Do you?
Yes.
I'm not feeling all of them. I'm not going to even lie to you. I'm not going to even hold you. Like, it's not really... We'll get to it. Yes. But I definitely got a mixed bag of feelings. this is, coronavirus. That was a bop for a little bit.
I am vaccinated. I promise you I don't have COVID, even though I just traveled.
My girl is double vaxxed. I'm bare-backed, and we're out here like two flats on a Cadillac. Now... let's get to this episode, friends. So, who is the first queen to walk in?
The first queen to walk in...
Geometric.
Geometric. When I first saw her, I was like, but I don't think she's gonna last.
You know... not you foreshadowing the episode.
I always do. You know how I do.
I know how you do. I have to agree. I literally watched it and was like, oh, she came in gift wrapping. Like, it gave me Christmas.
Reveal that she did for her photo shoot.
We're going to get there. That definitely was more of a like, girl, you should have walked in and revealed instead of being like, hey, sister, it's me, the gift of Christmas. Like,
I would have saved the reveal for the next episode.
You would have liked what?
Yeah, like you don't want to show your whole body on the first episode. You don't want to show everything you got. Because if you're not like a professional dancer, really good actor, like you have that one thing that you're great at, then the body's the only thing you got, then you got to save that for when you need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, hello. It's kind of like the splits in these lip syncs. The girls be like, I'm in the bottom first episode. Let me show you how I split.
Well, when you're lip syncing for your life, you do everything in your bag of tricks. Like, you have to. Otherwise, you go home. Because if you like, keep that trick in your bag, then that might be the reason why you go home. Because you kept that shit. And you didn't show it to Ru.
These are facts. Shout out to my drag daughter, Bag of Tricks. No. She was just kind of like, all right, girl. Can't wait to see what you bring. Yada, yada, yada. Now, we get, what was it? Kamora Amora comes in second. She came in strong. Let me just put that out there. She came in real strong.
Oh yeah, she did. Is she the one that started fighting?
I was like, ooh, giving me very much Vixen energy, like Miss Mamba. You're wild. But like, to be honest though, like it was okay. You know what I mean? Like, the look was very much like, she calls herself the Carnival Queen. And I was like, okay, girl, we get it. I'm actually trying to look up her Instagram to see, you know, what's popping. Brand new whip just hopped in.
How many followers does she have?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
Oh, my God. I have not watched the first season, so I have to catch up.
This is even better for you.
So I watched the first episode of season one, and I'm probably confusing the seasons together, but there's the one arrogant girl, the Asian girl that has 100,000 followers, and she's all braggy about it. Was that season one?
Yep, that was
season one. Yeah, because she stirred the drama. That was the season one drama, like first episode. And listen, she was so dramatic.
She gave me all the, sorry to jump back out to season one, y'all, but like she gave me very much all the kind that is, gave me all the effervescence of Pearl, the shit stirring of Gia Gunn. Yeah. And like it was too much. She thought she was the second heir to the throne. And I was like, Mama, Miss Mama. But yes, Kimora Amora should have gave me Mora. You know what I mean?
Should have gave me Mora.
But it was cute. It was fine. These are just entrance looks, but way to walk into the room. Third girl, let's see, who was it? Who was she? I can feel everyone listening yelling at me like, it was Pithy. Was it? Yeah, Pithy.
Pythia? No, it's the
thank you, Pythia.
Or Pythia. She was a girl. She was getting offended when the one queen kept saying it wrong.
But it's
Kimora
like,
Mora? Girl, was it a Kimora Mora?
Probably, because at this point, there was only them three in the room, so it definitely had to be Kimora Mora. How did she say it?
Right.
She was like, it's Pythia. So it's, she's, oh, I thought she said it was Pythia. It was like a weird, not a weird, let me stop saying that. It was a very unique, like, da-da-da. I don't know. I'll have to rewatch it. They're like, these girls are unprepared. yeah, no, she was, it was cute, but like, I'll be honest, she's giving me very much, I came here to weaponize my BFA.
Yeah.
We've seen it done before. And I just felt like, okay, but I am looking forward to seeing, you know, what she's gonna bring or whatever the case is. You know what I mean?
Who's the next
6,000?
Eve 6,000. She's
yeah.
She has the talent, like look wise, but she doesn't have the confidence.
Huh.
It's so sad. Or am I confusing her with the other big girl?
Oh, I mean, to be honest, though.
With Beth? Oh, ahead, yeah, I'm confusing her with Beth.
Got
I'm
you.
Confusing her with Beth. I liked her personality. I liked that she didn't, like, let people, like, run her over.
Yeah.
She stood up for herself. And, she is a little bit, like, out there and, like, maybe a little annoying to some people, but I liked her.
I
think she's gonna do fine.
I honestly was just like,
she had
like,
the
no offense
the
to her. It was just
spaceship
like,
thing on her head, right?
I believe so.
I thought that was fucking cool. How the spaceship was hovering over her head and then it looked like slime was coming out and it formed her hair and it was just flowing so nicely over her head. I thought that was beautifully executed. Like the outfit itself could have had a couple tweaks to make it even better, but I thought the hair and the piece on her head was amazing.
You see me, I'm like, am I,
are we thinking of the same
thing that we girls? Why don't I remember this?
You know, I'm probably mixing up these girls myself.
You got, see me, I was like, I think you, because you just described something real extravagant. And I was like, ow.
You know, it's probably season one.
Okay, that sounded like a season one thing. I was like, mom. But I think what the point is that we don't remember her. And that's fair. That, That's fair and that's fine. It's okay. It's so okay. She will have her moment later because I do remember her later on. We'll get there. Suki doll. How do we feel about a Suki doll?
Love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love how she I love how she described her vision for her runway outfit. Like it was very, like you said, gay, but I don't know. Like I was like, I can kind of picture what she just said. Like, and when she walked down that runway, it was exactly what she
like the runway
described.
Yeah, it was exactly what she described. But we're talking entrance looks right now.
Yeah, her look, it was cute. The little hula hoop red thing going on. It was cute.
Yeah, she definitely she was definitely wearing red for filth. But they were cute. You know what I mean? Like a lot of these interest looks were just very like nice. I see everyone came here to kind of play it safe. And I respect it, but also if we learned anything from season 13, you never know when Rue is like, actually, come out here. I want to see what y'all wore. Like, lip sync real quick. Like, you never know. So I was just kind of like, I wonder how she would fare in a lip sync if she had to like, you know, like right now. But that was cute. Next queen is Adriana. Miss Mama couldn't walk in her outfit, but
the fact that she could not walk
is
hilarious. Like, how are you about to be coming in wearing something like this as your intro outfit and you cannot even walk in it? Like,
that's
what the fuck?
What I'm trying to say.
This is how they're gonna remember you.
Hello. You know, girl, when they play back these clips on YouTube, this is how you shall be remembered as the queen
of the drag penguins.
Does that make you feel happy about yourself? No. We have after. Okay, so you live kind of sort of for her outfit or not really?
I live. Yeah. No, I don't. I take it back. Take it back. I don't like the fact that she can't walk. Do you like it?
I mean, it's cute, but I just don't think it was her best. Speaking of, next is Beth. Right?
Yep.
How'd you feel? You see me putting you in front. How'd you feel?
Nothing.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was kind of the theme with a lot of the girls. I kind of liked it.
I did like her intro. Well, I guess my opinion is based on the whole episode. But her intro look, I would say I like the hair. I like the makeup. I liked it.
Okay.
It's just so sad she didn't have the confidence to back it up.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely liked it more than I thought I would have, especially based off of like her Meet the Queens. I was like, I don't know, mama. But when she walked in, I said, okay, this girl's kind of ready. You know what I mean? Like ready for whatever gets thrown her way, which we do see what happens.
She was not ready.
She indeed was not ready. Next. Isis, not Crisis, Couture. Do we live? Do we not live?
Live. Love the plaid look. It was like beautifully executed. I love the hat.
Is that what
I love
she walked the makeup. In?
Yeah. I honestly think that Isis Couture is going to be someone to like look out for.
Like a heavy hitter. I could see that.
Yeah. I can see her staying in the game for a bit.
Let's see. But yeah, she came in. I was like, Okay. All right. I thought she looked like an ice queen bumblebee.
I like that.
You know, she gave me very much let it go, but I'm going to sting you. But
that,
yeah,
that was... bumblebee song.
Yes. Dun, dun. Yes. Now, I don't even know how to even touch this next queen. Oceana. How do we feel about Miss Oceana?
I tell you the first thought that I
I'm sorry
to do this. I'm sorry to even think of it. It's not even that bad, but I honestly thought, I was like, oh my God, that's like a miniature Latrice.
But I'm sorry. Are you wrong? Where is no. the lie? I can tell you this much. I'm gonna be real honest. I'm gonna be real transparent with y'all, okay?
Uh-huh.
Her promo picture, wasn't it for me? It looked like three wigs on top of three wigs. Now, mind you, I don't do drag. I've never done drag. So I don't know. You know what I mean? The difficulties. Plus, they had to prepare during a pandemic, so props to
like, where did they find this chick at Claire's?
But to be, hello. Okay,
the back of a Claire's security guard?
Hello. I'm just picturing her dressed.
back to her look. It looks like a rug.
You said it looks like a rug?
A rug, like a shag rug.
Oh, a rug.
I like her hair, though. It's nice and big.
I liked her. Okay, this is what I was going to say. I feel like I wasn't going to like her by looking at her. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so terrible. But like, she, throughout this episode, pulls on my heartstrings a little bit. And I am a jaded, walled up Capricorn. So I'm getting nervous. I feel like if she goes, and judging by what happens in this episode, we know she might not be here long. I might cry when she leaves. But that's that on that.
Wow.
Yeah, but other than that, the look. Excuse me, the look.
The look. I think she's funny. I do think she's funny.
She's larger than life.
And she understands that, like, it's not just about the looks. It's about the performance and what you do with it. And she seems that she's really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see if she can, like, you know, pull, like, you know, give that glamour, elegant look. Because sometimes those comedy queens, they have to kind of, like, you know, show that they can do that. And I'm excited to see what she's going to bring to the table.
I'm excited to see what she brings to the table and what she, like, eats off of her plate. So I gotta say that I like the look. It was cute. It was definitely like, okay, girl, you kind of surprised me. Who's next? Stephanie Prince. What do you think about Stephanie Prince?
Stephanie Prince? It was a little like Ronald McDonald kind of vibe. It's like, it's cute.
Like, I guessed. I'm like,
like, the outfit's cute. But color scheme is giving me Ronald McDonald.
Okay, all right. I thought it was cute and polished. Like,
yeah, she is a polished queen.
I definitely don't know what to make of. Well, also, when we say her, we mean like their drag personas. No one has identified as anything other than her in their drag persona so far. But like, I'm still trying to figure her out. She kind of excites me. She kind of doesn't. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what she brings. It's a lot of girls. You see me? It feels like a lot of girls, and it's not that many. Next. Wait, did you have anything else to say about Stephanie Prince?
No, I like her. I have more to say, but I'll say later.
Oh, we love that. Dun, dun,
those that have watched the episode knows what happened.
Oh, yes. I just realized what you might be getting at. Okay. Next is Kendall Jenner.
She cute.
That literally, that sound literally capsulizes like what I wrote down. So I live. Go ahead.
That's funny. Like, I guess my first take on her is like, she's a beautiful drag queen. Just like all the other ones I've seen.
Yeah.
So, in this look, the color choice, I think was an awful choice. Brown does not go well with everybody's skin complexion.
Mm-hmm.
And with her, this particular brown that she chose, I don't think it goes well. I wish it was a different color for sure. I guess it's also clashing with the background.
I wrote down I don't dislike her. Like, I was just kind of like, yay, I guess, like, see you as far as you get. Like, okay. I hope she grows on me. You know what I mean?
And the braids were cute.
Yeah.
What about cultural appropriation?
Well, she's definitely of some sort of mix, I think.
You think?
Yeah, you didn't see her boy looks, which she might. It's a lot of quote unquote trade of the season.
I don't know. I would say as a boy, he is very handsome. I can definitely tell he's had some plastic surgery, and if he hasn't, then I would have to see the receipts to believe it.
Yeah, I would definitely want proof of non-purchase.
And can we also talk about right after she entered how Geometric fucking started screaming and ran up to her?
We definitely have to talk about that because these girls,
like, they all know each other.
They were like cutting up like
funny
we
story,
cut up.
True story, but like 50% of Canada's population is all condensed in the southern part, closer to like New York and Michigan area.
Mm.
Yeah, that's where most Canadians live.
Oh, well, y'all,
or
now
half,
you know,
at least.
We're gonna get someone from Canada being like, "That's actually not true." And
give or take 100,000 people. I don't fucking know the exact number. I just know that it's a lot more. Because what is all the way up by the North Pole? Ice. In cold weather. Who wants to live there?
Oh, we would like to take this time to apologize to all Canadians listening to
this.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Like,
edit that shit out.
As someone who lives next to the border, just
girl,
continue to let me
the
in.
Border too.
Okay, now that's a different border, girl. I'm gonna be honest with you. wait. So, is there somebody else up there? Oh, yes, Cynthia Keith. I was
Cynthia
like, she's feeling, Keith. I'm feeling strong about her, but she keeps screaming.
Very handsome boy. Like, I definitely suck his dick.
Oh, birds of a feather flock together.
The outfit, hideous. It's giving me Ginger Minch All Stars season 6 and first entry look. Ooh. The same color scheme. Like, what is she? Her toll or her tadpole?
She's her poly tag
from Canada.
Canada. Cynthia Kiss, which is very much like, all right, girl, I can't wait to see, you know, how far you go, but also Miss Mama, I gotta stop screaming. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they're acting like little schoolgirls and like their clique and
Canadian Relaska talks.
It's thank you.
Like, here it is.
It's funny how what's her name? The Prince girl?
Yes, Stephanie Prince.
Stephanie Princess. Stephanie Prince. She was like, oh, I'm glad they know each other because usually cliques don't usually work out in this competition. So I hope that happens to them.
Okay.
It'll be my favorite.
There. I said, ooh, mama. I like that Stephanie's got a little bite to her. She's a little cutie. Let's see. And then I think she was the last one, correct?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, Liddy. So, real quick, I don't know if you know this queen, but Beth gives me Meatball vibes. Like, she reminds me a lot of Meatball, especially, like, a lot of her makeup choices and her hair choices. But that's for all the people who, like, listen to Sloppy Seconds or, you know mm-hmm. Meatball from Dracula. Shout out to Meatball. But, yeah.
I was about to say, I don't know Meatball.
Okay, you're like, I don't know who this is.
Like, yeah, should so I just pretend like I know, or should I just be honest and say I don't
know? That's fine. See, you know, that's fine. Let's be honest. See, we're going to be transparent for the people.
So, people, I must tell you, to those that are listening, I am a newly fan of Drag Race. My boyfriend got me into Drag Race last year. Or this year in like January or February. And I literally watch all 13 seasons of Drag Race and all All-Star season. And now I'm trying to catch up and watch the other countries' Drag Race. So I am very new to the Drag Race scene. And it's so funny because I've been surrounded by it all my life. And I just didn't watch the show until now.
You know, very interesting. And I'm also, I'm going to edit this part in, if that makes sense. I've watched Drag Race for some time now, but this is the first season that I'm watching without watching spoilers. Like, I'm committing to not watching spoilers this season, guys. So, like, you're going to get my real and honest reactions here, because I like to know. Like, I just love knowing. I still watch the show, but I always have to know. So, you know, this is very much, I'm excited about this. So, you're welcome, Capricorn. Christian. Welcome to
you
the
gotta know.
Yeah, you're right. this mini challenge. Are you ready? Let's talk about it.
The mini challenge?
Yeah.
Where they had to make their outfits out of random shit?
No, that was the maxi challenge. The mini challenge when they had to take the photos and jump into the pit of the little foamy.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm getting to there, yeah. So the mini challenge, the photo challenge, and you know it's a classic. They always do that, like, first episode to see what the queens got. And I always love a good old photo shoot, but I thought this was good. Like, you can see how the girls would come up with ideas on how to make this fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some of the queens delivered, some definitely did not. And I don't understand why nobody truly tried to grab the ball, pretending
that
was the crown. Like, nobody's hands were tilted towards the quote-unquote crown. Like, the first queen, which was Geometric, I enjoyed her pose, mm-hmm. but the only critique I would have to say is the position of her hand. It was like, her fingers are pointing down and the back of her hand was facing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing? Showing your ring to someone?
I mean, if you like it, then you probably should.
Showing your ring to the crown because you're not going to get the crown and the ring's all you got.
Damn, don't do her like that. You know what, though? This was foreshadowing. She did not understand the assignment yet again. No, let me quit.
She didn't understand the assignment.
Woo! I lived for most of the girls in this little segment or whatever. Also, I am fighting this sneeze. Hold on. I don't know.
Bless you.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm so feeling jancy.
That's me.
Hi, yeah.
High-ass notes.
Hello. So, I mean, I lived, for like I said, for most of the girls, but when Adriana's was pretty fierce. Like, I kind of liked it. Kendall with that African-American appropriation braid throw, I live. for the record, she is biracial, everybody. But, like, yeah, I was kind of like, okay, cool. This was not as funny to me as season one's mini challenge. Because, yeah. I'm sorry, nothing beats Jimbo screaming hysterically.
Oh my god, that was like, so funny in her face.
I lost it. I was like, yo, what is going on?
Oh my god.
Look at us.
It was great how they had them climb. And yes. They had the whole wind. This one was pretty short compared to first season. Like, if second season, all they did was jump off.
This one was pretty short compared
to, like, the first season's, like, mini challenge. Second season, all they did was just jump. Whereas the first season, they climbed up the mountain and got air blown at them. It had a huge
fan. Yeah. And I think it gave more, like, with them walking up, it would have given us more to, like, learn about the queens or, like, their humor and stuff. Versus this was just kind of like, hi, girls, jump. Great. Bye. So,
yep. Can we talk about one of the girls that jumped off? Eve 6000. She does her jump, and then, like, when she falls into the pit, she's like, I can't get up. I'm stuck. I'm like, girl, you are faking it.
I was hoping she was faking it. You know what I mean?
Did you see what they did with the hook? Instead of somebody going over to help her, I think she wanted one of the judges to help her out. I think that's what she wanted. But they got some random backstage guy with a hook that they used for pools. And they, you know, they put it out front for her to grab it. And she's like, oh, I can't do it. And right after, she stands up.
Right up.
Like, why didn't you do that right away?
It's like those memes where it's like some people don't need saving, they just want attention. And it's like them sitting in shallow water.
E6000.
But also, nobody was going to come help her in the world of COVID, mama. Like, no, we will send something for you to grab, but there would be no touching of hands. There would be no campfire kumbayas. Like, back up 6 feet, mama. I'm surprised they didn't disinfect those spongy things, you know what I mean? But that the girls were landing in, like, ugh. But shout out to that production assistant.
Well, they're already, like, close to each other in the workroom.
I guess.
And I think they're all quarantined.
I know they are, but I would hope. I would hope. Okay, Amora in this, like, she looks with this fiery background, not even grabbing the crown. It's like her introducing the crown in this picture. She's like, behold!
That's what I was thinking.
I'm like, yes. Yes, girl, we see the crown. We indeed do see it. So, wait. Let me just point this out really quick. Here we are, episode one, and girls, osteoporosis, bones clacking. We already got an injury.
I instantly thought of Eureka. I was like, oh, she's coming back next season.
Let's see if we want her to come back for a second season. You know what I mean? She might want scrolls and we just go, oh baby, just heal up. But so good. She definitely gave me, it definitely reminded me of Eureka, but for the girls who are watching UK season 3, it gives us definitely very Veronica Scone. Shout out to her.
What happened to her?
She hurt her knee too, and she just got sent home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she definitely gave more Eureka vibes. Was it her knee or her foot? I'll be honest with you, I'm not really, really watching the season, but
it's,
I know she
some
got sent
leg
home.
Injury.
It very much is, and it sucked because she was in the top a lot. And then she got sent home. But enough about UK girls. Let's get back to this. So
back to Canada. Let's go back across the pond.
Let's see. Bumblebee.
That's the Couture.
Thank you, Isis Couture. Yeah, I wasn't mad at it. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
I feel bad because her outfit, like, if she would have jumped maybe perhaps like a certain way, the ruffles wouldn't be in her face.
Yeah.
It definitely swallowed
her.
She definitely
was swallowed whole.
Definitely not the right outfit for this kind of challenge.
Okay. Although Oceana did, you know, bend whatever her knee. This picture is kind of like the epitome of her. She looks like someone who just enjoys having fun, and she very much is like, I went for it.
I think out of everyone, she's the only one that looks like she wants it.
Hello.
It's hilarious. I honestly laughed. I died laughing when I saw this. When she jumped, I died laughing because it was hilarious, the photo.
But also, I want to know what, like, Drag Race's insurance looks like now, because these girls keep hurting themselves.
It better be good.
It's gotta be like premium. What were we talking about earlier? Full coverage? Full coverage.
Right? Yeah, full coverage.
The dolls need full coverage.
You break a nail, you're covered.
You cover, girl. We got someone going out to get this nail repair right now. So was there anybody else that stood out to you in the mini challenge? Anybody worth talking about? Not really.
Not really. At this point, nobody really stood out.
Okay.
I think it was more once I got, like, it got to the runway. That's when I was like, okay, these are some of the queens I can see staying. These are the queens that I feel that are going to be going home sooner. Unless they pull something out of the bag and show a trick that no one's seen.
Hello.
But hey, only time will tell.
Only tell as old as time. So the winner of it was Suki Doll. How do you feel about your so far fave winning? The mini challenge, do you think she...
Well deserved.
Should have got the mini challenge besides her?
I like to pose, for sure.
Okay.
If I had to choose someone else in... for the challenge. It would be Oceana.
Yeah, I second that.
And
I'll be
then after that would be Princess or Prince.
Yeah, Stephanie Prince. Yep, mm-hmm. I can see that. You know, with this mini challenge in particular, it kind of felt like they just not drew from a hat, but kind of drew from a hat. Like, let's give it to this girl. Like last year when they gave it to Kine, and it was like, okay, sure. Like anybody could have really won it, but like whatever. But the prize that she won, first of all, Canada has the coin thottas, mama. Like the coin thottas. I was kind of like, work.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the girls got ready. Did you say no badges? Shame.
No badges in Canada.
Canada,
I feel so bad
no
for the UK girls.
I mean, they know what they signed up for.
Then why waste your time to come back or come to the United States?
Hello. That's what these girls probably doing. They're like, listen, let's secretly get this work visa. Let's head on over there. Okay, they about to pull up, what's her name? A Brooklyn Heights.
Her face has changed.
Yeah.
And not for the better.
Yeah, her and Priyanka talked about it on their podcast, how she was getting some work done because it, like, something about how it helps her look in drag or something of the sort.
It does help her look good in drag.
Yeah.
But she was so beautiful as a man.
What is her boy name again? Isn't it like...
I'm so sorry to say that. She looked
Brock.
He looked beautiful before, and he's still a man. And yeah, he still looks beautiful now, but it's, I don't know. I like the more natural look, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so wait. Now, they find out what the challenge is. They have to basically take scraps, and turn it into a look. We love when this happens. We live. This gave...
Girl.
Vanjie.
I wouldn't know what to do. I would not know what to do. I think I would just get a bunch of napkins and do like that one girl did and make a dress out of it.
Oh, napkins. I thought you meant like La La Ree's bag look.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Help us.
It'd be better.
Ooh. Also, I love that there were clothes already there and they were like, okay, girl, just because they're clothes on the rack don't mean we want to see y'all walk down in y'all best, yep. Like, essentially wet seal couture. And I'm like, ooh, because they know me. I just would have been like, I put glitter on that. Do y'all live or do y'all not live? I'm sorry, you're in the bottom. Well, that's fine. So let's see. Beth seems a bit worried. Okay, so here's the thing, right? Unpopular opinion. I think Beth looks cute as a guy. Beth could get it. I'm going to be so honest with y'all. Beth could get this quirk. And I said what I said. I stand in it. I bend over for it. Beth could get it.
Okay. Get it.
I looked at you. If I
had to choose, I would choose Cynthia Kiss. Is he the blonde guy with the mullet?
I believe so. I'll be honest real quick, y'all. And this is no offense to anybody who has ever been with me. I just tend not to like the more prettier boys or like the really like good looking people. There's just a part of me that doesn't trust them. And this is why we're friends. You know what I mean?
Saying I'm ugly?
No, I'm just saying you're too pretty for me to want to date. And so that's why our friendship is amazing. Like, I can't. I just feel like there'd be too much work. I would feel the need. You know what? That's a segue. We'll talk about that on a different podcast, y'all. But yeah, you can take yours. Also, Beth, don't take that as a read. I still love you, Diddy. Like, don't. You good. You look good. You
hit
look,
me I'm, up.
Call hit me up.
315-225-1323.
So who seemed really confident to you and who seemed like, girl, pack it up?
I think that Geometric should just go.
Oh,
well. I don't like her.
Aw. I want to like her. Like, I really do. But I thought she was going to, we'll get there, but I definitely thought she was going to do a lot better in this challenge. I don't know where she got lost.
I knew she was going to bomb. I knew it.
Not you knew it. Ideal. So
because she didn't know what she was gonna do.
Well, yeah, you're right. I will say this. I was a little worried about black, aqua black, but she ended up turning the party in her own little way. So you know. The girls are talking, the girls are chatting up, they still getting to know each other, you know, aside from Canadian Alaska talks. And then we get to the main stage. One, Brooklyn in this gold. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
La. She looks like a porcelain mannequin doll.
A porcelain mannequin doll. Y'all want to know the truth? I don't know the other judges' names. I'm going to be honest. I want to be transparent, so I am going to look that up. I'm going to be giving these girls first names. So, yeah, what did you think about what Tracy and Brad were wearing? And what's her name? Amanda Bruegel.
What were they wearing? Let's see. I think that the one judge, the guy... He was totally cute.
Oh,
I liked his outfit, his little sequins, blazer that he got going on. The girl on the far left with the yellow and black blazer, I think she's so beautiful.
That is, nope, that is Tracy.
And then the other girl, isn't she the photographer?
Yeah, the other girl is the photographer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she seems like she's a really good photographer.
She seems like she might have some...
But her outfit, meh.
Oh!
I don't like the whole ruffle thing.
She said, Mama, I take pictures. I don't design challenge, okay? I will say this. I love that they all, like all the judges have a skill. You know what I mean? No tea, no shade to the American judges, but even though it feels like they're trying to give Brad more of a Carson Kressley-like vibe or whatever the case is, with him having a lot of recent success and having like a lot of accreditations, it just feels more like, you know what? You're present, you're relevant, you know what you're talking about. Not saying Carson isn't any of these things, but I sometimes forget that Carson was like on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy because the advice
it was
he gives,
on a long time ago.
Yeah, but also the advice he gives the queens doesn't, it never really feels like take this home and use this next time. You know what I mean? It's always like gay joke, the end.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I like the fact that this guy was like, hey girl, this is what I would have loved. Matter of fact, this is what I would have taken off. Look at that, already a difference. Like, it was pretty cool. But let's get to the girls walking down this runway. So
their looks, girl, their constructed looks out of trash, mama. Well, no, just
who was the first
random
girl?
Things. I sent you a photo. The first girl was, I don't even know her name.
Cynthia Kiss? Is this not Cynthia?
Yeah.
Cynthia. I lived a little. Nah, let me be honest with y'all. Sorry, I was
so she honest. Looks like fucking
what, Crystal Method?
Thank you.
Makeup. Yeah, it definitely gave me Crystal Method vibes. I ain't gonna even hold you. Yeah, no, it definitely gave me Crystal Method. The color was okay. But I was kind of impressed that she made this because I can't do that. So props to your mama. In the words of LaGanja Estranja. Now, Miss Lady, our next one in black.
Next up, we have Kendall Gender in black. What did you think of this look, Gus?
Lady in black. I like it. I really do. I do like it. It gave me semi-fetishy, bondage-y. Who doesn't love a titty cone bra?
Hello, Madonna. Yeah,
you know, hello, okay? Ugh, shout out to Jan. But, I liked it. It was definitely impressive for something she made. What did
really
you feel?
Cute. I liked it. Like you said, very dominatrix. I honestly can't believe she made this in the amount of time that they had.
Okay, because we've seen what girls have done in the past or haven't done.
Angie.
Oh, la la. Next we have the Latin princess, Adriana.
It's all right.
Yeah.
She giving me genie in a bottle, baby, at the beach with my hat on, or going to church.
I definitely see the narrative here. It's a Southern belle who is friends with Jasmine from Aladdin.
Three witches.
Who also, honestly, like, it's an amalgamation of too many things for me. It's cute, but I don't connect with this.
But then I don't hate it. It's not the worst. It's definitely not the worst.
It just doesn't resonate with my spirit.
And for making this on the fly.
Yeah.
Also, she used mostly fabric.
Okay, we will give her this. We are giving brownie points for the mostly fabric.
Because they're supposed to be using a lot of like more of the random things. Yeah. And then also the fabrics. And I barely see any unconventional items on her head or on her body. Her, I don't even know what the hat's made out of, but I don't know. Just like Suki, like her outfit was great, but it lacked all those things that they had to use. She used mostly fabric.
Let's see. Oh, next up, Oceana Black. Let me stop calling her that. Oceana Aqua.
You know, she was smart for doing this.
Yeah. But also,
like,
jokes aside, the construction. Like, I live. I was very impressed that she was able to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, I would have thought it would have been horrific, but she was like, at least I'm going to make a decent outfit. And then the character will just be funny. Like, they just want to see what I made. And I thought this was smart. Wait, what's that on her head?
Snaps to her. Solo cups?
Snaps to her. Girl, her knee snapped. That was her snap. Girl, that's what snapped.
Not my problem.
Ooh, wild. Who's next? Lady Macbeth?
I honestly like the look. I thought she was going to be fine with the look. I did.
Okay.
I mean, the top is really nice. The bottom, I feel like if she had more time, she could have made the bottom look better.
You're right. And it's only because we've seen girls do this before, like Alexis Mateo off the five, when they had the, what was it? Farm to Runway look? I'm making that title up. But it was like Rue's backyard cousin thing, right?
Yeah.
The like trumpet skirt with like a pool, you know what I mean? Like a kiddie pool. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, aww. But the top is definitely sickening. I didn't even know she made this out of solo cups. So
sickening,
that was good.
No?
Sickening. No. No. But yeah, it was okay. I really did. Like, I think if she had more time or more, like, different materials to work with, she definitely could have upped this. All right. Next up, Suki Doll.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love the outfit. I love the color. I love how she accessorized it. The only thing I did not love was when she tripped.
Girl.
She should have practiced before she on the catwalk.
Listen, okay, she talked the talk, but I don't know about that walk in the walk.
They're trying to fall over.
Honestly, and that's what got me. I was like, oh, we can't keep falling. Y'all. We gotta
like, come on. I'm sure like some of the queens would be like, y'all can keep breaking your legs so I can win.
You know who probably thought that too? It was probably Stephanie Prince back there just wishing bad on all the girls. I hope she falls.
Oh. We gotta watch out for her.
We need to watch for her. There it is.
She's the one that will come out of nowhere and strike.
Okay, and strike. She gives me Bumblebee vibes. Anyways, Eve 6000.
Horrible.
Now, everyone, horrible. Let's remember what this category is. Like, this was supposed to be for, like, a premiere. You know what I mean? Like, this was supposed to be couture. Glamour. And my girl gave me couture. And I didn't like it.
Like, what happened to the bottom half?
Hello. Like, seriously. What did she say? I'm a 1940s film starlet. Not walking out like that, girl.
Maybe your top, like your head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Right. She was,
I'm, you know, the only thing that saved her is that she stayed, she understood the assignment to an extent, and she has more confidence than Beth.
Yeah, yeah.
She's out next, for sure.
Oh, not you tagging the girl. She's out next.
You heard it here at Coco Puff.
Okay, you heard it here first. Okay.
That's what I think. And what I think doesn't matter. Only to myself.
That's not true. You know, at some point, when we get to the top three or four, whatever they decide to do, what if Brooklyn asks to hear your voice? And she wants to know, are you team such and such? Then your opinion will matter. So, I mean, don't say yourself short.
Tis true. You're right. Mm-hmm. All right. Next queen, we got Stephanie Prince. What did you think?
I low-key gagged. Yeah, all that. Exactly that.
The gag.
It was very much like, I was like, oh my God, it's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it's too thick. Please don't sue us, Beyonce. I really, really, really liked this. I wasn't even bothered by the wig. And usually wigs like this, and in different colors, usually like.
The wig was a good choice.
It was, and it was like the way she like led up to it. Ugh, I love this.
Mm-hmm. I love the hair, the makeup, the walk, the accessories, the construction of the dress, like the way it fits on her. Beautiful, amazing. Yeah, chef kiss.
Okay, now this girl, Stephanie Prince, she understood the assignment. Not all students did, though, because we get to not algebra, but geometric.
Why didn't she just finish the pants? Why couldn't she finish the pants? That's my question.
This was a choice, and I don't know why she chose it.
Like, you really gonna be going to a movie premiere wearing this, thinking you look glamorous? Nah, you look like a hippie.
We apologize to the hippie community. No, this doesn't give me lights, camera, action. She's telling me some of the cameras are pointed in her direction. Girl, yeah, they're pointing in your direction because behind you is a Joann Fabrics and they want you to go back in there and finish this look. Like, what's going on here? Like, I'm not going to harp on it because I don't want to read her down. The wig was a choice.
Yeah.
It gave me Rachel Dolezal. I don't like that. I don't like it.
I honestly don't even think she even made this. It looks like she just picked it out of her closet and put it on.
Which is even worse.
Yeah. So true.
I'm like, that's actually not saving her. But you do know what did save this runway. It was Isis Couture. What did you feel?
Ooh, girl, loved it.
Would you buy a ticket to this? Okay.
I would buy them all and resell them. Because I knew I would make profit off of it.
Hello. Especially if her show with Servant looks like this. This was really, really good. And she's growing on me, and I'm hoping she can sing or also do comedy really well, because we love it when a queen can do like a pull out, like a Utica out of her back, right?
And yeah. Just,
like, make something high fashion. But we also love when a girl is like a got Mick and can do the fashion, but also make you laugh. Like, yeah. So I got some high hopes for this girl, but this was definitely, it was up there for me. Now, question of the day, before we reveal the tops and the bottoms, because the show doesn't believe in verse queens, who were your tops and who were your three bottoms? Like, I gotta know.
So, how many tops do we have to choose?
Three. Ooh, we get to be greedy.
So, I would say my three tops would have to be Sookie.
Sookie.
Stephanie Prince.
Okay.
And Isis Couture.
I don't know. Geometric really sold it for me. No.
Here we are talking shit.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go with Stephanie Prince, of course. I'm going to go with Isis Couture. I live for Sookie. It was a cute moment, but I also kind of felt like Kendall Jenner could have been up there.
Jenner.
She was the one in the black, right?
Yes, she's in the... I like it, but it's not Hollywood, like, premiere yeah, glamour.
Second glance. You're right.
It's
look at me
not
understanding the assignment. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
The assignment.
So I think what we're saying is that we agree with the judges for the tops. Now these bottoms, who do you think these, who were these gutter bucket? No, let me quit. Who were the bottom three for you?
My pick that should have gone home would have to be Geometric and Beth, unfortunately, and Eve 6000. But my bottom two would have to have been E6000 and Geometric.
Okay. I would have... I think everyone who was in the bottom actually deserved to be in the bottom. I can't really find a reason or a rhyme to replace any of the girls. Only because it was just really clear cut. Like, you could tell, like, what girls came out and we were like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Everybody else came out constructed pretty well, even if it wasn't like fashion groundbreaking. And then you had those three girls and you were just like, girl, did you need help packing? Because I can promise you, you're up for elimination. So yeah, I would agree again also with the judges and yourself on the tops and the bottoms. Now, who would you have given it to, like, the win?
I think the win was definitely Stephanie. The only person that could have won it would have been Sookie.
I am going to ask go ahead.
The reason why I didn't choose Isis Couture is because, yes, her look was good, but it still needed some tweaks. Like, the judges pointed out that if the waist was a little bit higher, it would look much better. I personally think that the tickets could have been layered onto the dress just a little bit better, because in certain angles, they would flap and look weird. Like,
certain angles, it would flap and then what?
It would flap and look weird.
Ah, yeah.
As an example, Stephanie Prince, she did a very good job at taking the paper and folding it or cutting it in a certain way and layering it very symmetrically to make the shape she wanted.
So or some she might is... say geometrically. To be honest, y'all, I think Stephanie by default should have got this one. Nothing against Isis Couture. She definitely served. But like you said, when you're getting critiqued on the runway about like, oh, girl, this would have been great. had it only been this, well, then that means it didn't, it wasn't great. Like, and not to say she wasn't great, but it's like, it clearly means that we can see an improvement on spot. Love Suki. It would have been cute for her to win a mini challenge in a main, a mini in a main, as they say on Race Chaser. But no, you couldn't walk in it, mama. Like, so that takes you out of the running for me. So I just think it should have went to Stephanie Prince.
That and the amount of fabric that she used, and like she used barely any unconventional items with her look.
Yeah, that's another thing we need to take into consideration. Like, I think they should go, okay, was it fashion? Check. Was it unconventional? Like, you know what I mean? I think there should be layers to this. And I feel like, you know, Stephanie checked off.
Did she sell the dress? Like,
right.
Did she have that, like, performance or walk with it?
Right, exactly. Also, I loved seeing how relieved the girls looked and who were safe. They were just like, oh, I was like, yes, y'all are like, girl, you can take me out second. Just please don't let me go home first. Especially Oceana. She was just like, oh, I'm like, girl, don't show it. But I feel you, relatable content. So the judges are doing, you know, we passed the deliberation point. They done decided who they want to win. And this week's winner is Isis Couture. You see us?
Wait, just Isis stop. Couture won?
Yes!
I thought Stephanie won.
So, you know, Isis Couture won. She's definitely feeling her oats. You know, that's one win down. That's 5 points for Gryffindor.
What did Isis win again? She won an entertainment package valued at $5,000 from The Source. Wow.
Oh,
girl.
Wait, did I get things mixed up? Wait, who won? What did Suki win?
She won the mini challenge, and the main challenge was, like you said.
What was the prize for the mini challenge?
The prize for the mini challenge was these leather dresses, I think.
Yeah, no, so she, you know, she got this nice little entertainment center. And I'm like, I need to start beating my mug. Like, what? Y'all girls are giving out.
I need to choose this career path.
Okay. Clearly, my gifts are not being used properly. So she's feeling on cloud nine. She's feeling her oats. Suki is told she's safe. And so Stephanie's probably like, you know what, girl? That's fine. That's cute. But then we get down to our bottom three. We have Geometric, we have Beth, and we have Eve 6000. Now, who would you have put in the bottom two again?
Eve 6000 and Geometric, personally.
I wanted to put Eve 6000 and Beth in the bottom because they confuse me and they remind me too much of them all the time. I want one girl to go home to make it easier on me. But Gia, she just didn't understand the assignment. And I was like, in good faith, I cannot. Although they could have gagged us and been like, triple lip sync. Now, right here, none of y'all did it. So let's get going. Hop to it. Now, Brooklyn, you know, lets the girls know, hey, sis, I'm sorry, my dear, but you're in the bottom two to Beth and Geometric. Eve going to take her butt to the back and, I mean, showed her tip. Tell him, Puff. Just go on. You might as well just go on the list.
Girl walks backstage. She's told she's safe, and she starts to cry instantly. Ugly cry and whimpering as she's walking back through. She's walking on the catwalk back to her spot. She slips off stage. One of the queens grabs her and helps her out, and then she just starts to sob really loud and does not quiet down. And fucking, they cut into Beth in her confessional, and she's saying, okay, Eve, you're safe. shut up and cry about it tomorrow. I thought that was hilarious.
Thank you. It's the realness for me. Like, girl, who else was so
my
bad?
Same thought. Like, girl, shut up. Like,
It definitely reminded me of when Valentino was safe in All Stars 4, and Monique was like, girl, you're safe. Or when Monet started getting excited because she didn't have to do the lip sync smack off, and Naomi was like, shut up, you're safe. She was so excited, and she shut that girl up. But this, I know you haven't gotten this far in season one of Canada, but this reminds me of when Kine went up against a certain queen. And that queen was just like, no, Kine goes, it's my moment. It's my moment. She takes her by the hand and goes, it's my moment. And I said, yes, girl. And you can even see it on Geometric face when Eve started crying and hollering like a church lady in the spirit. Gia turned around like, girl, okay, girl, like, got it. But mama, like, that's a lot for safe. Like, it's giving very much milk vibes. This is stupid. Girl, like, yeah, but no, she definitely did a lot. And then she goes, I probably shouldn't be stepping down this in this condition. Step down. See, I told you. Girl, pull it together and maybe you could do it. Like, if you're safe next week, you're going to have to come down this platform. So you should probably get a handle on this now. Or maybe you should just send her home. Then it wouldn't have been a worry. But yeah. So the queens then have to lip sync to...
She's a man eater. She's a monster. Da,
da, da, yes. Da, da, da. So queens lip sync to Nelly Furtado, Man Eater. I used to walk the halls of my high school to this song. Like, I used to, this and Glow. That album was so good. What happened to Nelly Furtado?
I didn't, like, really listen to it like that.
I did. I was eating a lot of men in high school. Just looking at these two girls, right? And kind of hearing the beat start off, who did you think was going to rip this? Like, take it on home?
Well, I knew who was gonna go home, but
just looking at them though, did you think like, oh, this girl's gonna rip?
Oh yeah, just by looking at the, like, wait, what do you mean by rip?
Like, this girl's about to tear it up. Like,
oh, I knew none of them were gonna tear it up.
Oh wow, I didn't see that coming.
Tore it up for me.
Yeah, no one did, but like...
Beth, I'm sorry, no personality, barely did any dance moves, did the same hand gestures. The only thing new she did was get on the floor and start humping it. And then Geometric, her clothes started to fall off.
We're gonna get there.
Like, girl, and all she was doing is twirling, fist bumping. Like, when her shit came off, she just looked like a boy with... the fucking wig on, pumping the air. Like, what are you doing?
But yeah, she put the man in Man Eater.
Yeah.
Well, so to piggyback off on that, I thought at first, right? I thought Gia was going to rip. Like, I heard the beat, I knew the song, and I said, oh, Gia is about to mud stomp this girl. But then Beth started to take off, you know, that little bottom skirt part. And I said, oh, this girl might eat her. And none of the girls ate. But I was very confused because they were all like, we know Gia for her dance skills. Gia is a dancer. This girl dances. Every time they say a girl dances, she ain't dance. Then she started doing this, like, kind of swag hood man, like, pump fist thing in the air, and the judges were eating it up. They were like, yes, like, it
where
was,
what are you at, like, a fucking club or a rave?
Hello. Okay, I wanted to be like, girl, you know you're not performing at the club, right? Like, this is internet. Like, we are watching this and we will replay this.
People,
I was expecting a cartwheel
about it.
Hello. And hopefully, you know, soon we'll be sponsored, everybody, but we'll get there. Yeah, but, like, it was just, like, I kind of felt if Gia has more in her bag, she definitely played it a little too safe for me. And I know we had this conversation earlier about, like, girls, you know, not wanting to use everything and like use it slowly but surely. But this was an example of like, girl, you almost got X'd out of here. One, you didn't understand the assignment. So this lip sync should have been like A1. Two, mama, I thought they were gonna blur her nipples. Like, cause usually that's what they do with the girls. But she was just out here, just
kink. Not on Wild Presents.
Oh, not on Wild Presents. Plus, yeah, it was okay. So we have to say goodbye to Beth, my baby daddy.
Who knows? Maybe you'll meet her.
Oh, and when I do, I'm not going to even tell y'all what I'm, because y'all don't need to know all my business. But when I do, just know, we're in the making. But yeah, how do we feel? Do we want to see her for an all-star season? She is the Canadian.
Okay.
I already know the answer to that, and that is a no.
That is a no? Okay, well, I have a feeling... No. excuse me. So yeah, she had to sashay away. Bye, Beth. Bye, Bethy Boo. You are the weakest link. I hope Gia pulls it together. Because I kind of like her. I kind of like her now. Well, we have your opinion.
I need someone to hate.
Oh, wow. You said, I need a villain. Oh, wait.
I need a villain.
Who do you think is going to be the quote-unquote villain of the season?
Watch it be Stephanie.
But I would love it. I feel like she would know what to do with it. Ooh, I hope it's like, I hope we get a Alaska Tox. I'm not going to be toxic, but I'm going to be toxic. I hope we get a Alaska Tox. That was essentially it for this week's episode, everybody. Tell us your feelings. You know, comment down below, question mark. We're also going to make an email address or domain, whatever the girls are calling it. So you guys can like write us and like tell us what you felt about the episodes or any suggestions. I'm so excited. This was a cute episode. It didn't give me what season one gave me, but we're hopeful. Is there anything you want to plug, Puff? Or
this is fun. I'm excited for what's to come. I would definitely have to agree with you that this season, I've only seen the first two episodes of season one, but the first episode of season one was better than this season. Yeah. The queens seemed more refined, or I don't know, like, I'll just have to finish season one to know.
Yes, that's it, everybody. We got through this episode. Oh, also, side note. When you do finish, or at least get halfway through season one, Puff, I want to know your opinions on the fact that, you know, the judges changed, because that was a big controversy as well. We no longer have Stacey or Jeffrey Boyer Chapman. I'm definitely looking forward to that, but we will talk more about this on episode two. Thank you guys for listening to
The podcast. Like, goodbye.